Hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlach, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. So, today, Lady Gaga tickets went on sale. And you know, if you've used Ticketmaster, you know the drill. They're on sale at like 10 a.m. You go to the site, it says, congrats, there's tickets on sale. And they're like $100. And you go to buy them, and you click the box. I am not a robot. Which is very, very effective at stopping robots. As by the time you click the box and go to pay, it says, oh, I'm sorry, the tickets are no longer available. You go back, and now they're available on the resale market for like $1,000. And I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan, and I'm definitely not a $1,000 Lady Gaga fan. But I was able to buy some tickets, but still, geez. One other thing that's interesting about Ticketmaster is this concept of being able to sell the tickets back and pre-sale and whatnot, so you don't get stuck in these other markets. Now, of course, there's other people who do this. There's a company called CrowdSurge. So tip to you is check out what CrowdSurge and Ticketmaster have going on, because they just filed an injunction in the U.S. District Court stating that an executive from Ticketmaster has hacked CrowdSurge. Rather interesting. Reportedly, you always have to say reportedly several times. Reportedly, an exec at CrowdSurge left and took with them a cache of documents, some 85,000 documents. That's bad. Reportedly, the executive that left also had his credentials. That's bad. Reportedly, those credentials were never disabled, and the executive was able to log into CrowdSurge and get a hold of confidential information, including trade secrets of how they're setting up their ticket website. Reportedly. Now, I'm not going to delve into whether or not this is true. I'm not going to take sides. I'm not going to say, should Ticketmaster do something different or whatever? I don't care about any of that. I do, but that's not the point of this video. The point is, think about it from your own perspective. If an executive left your organization, would they be able to take documents, and would they still be able to access the system weeks to months after they left? We need to have really good document rights management, and we need to have really good employee onboarding and offboarding processes to make sure that this doesn't happen, right? And this is not something that we oftentimes think about. It's not something that we oftentimes implement. Onboarding, offboarding, definitely. That's all over the place. But document rights management, still kind of an arcane act, still something that catches a lot of us off guard when people left and take, oh, say, 85,000 documents that details how your system works. So take a look at your own processes, take a look at your own team, and ask yourself, could we be the next Ticketmaster? If the answer is yes, please discount your Lady Gaga tickets. That's insane. $1,000. What do you think? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Have a good one.